For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. To stay viable, ag operations need infrastructure and support. Those are important features of the big climate and infrastructure legislation that President Biden is highlighting on his rural tour across America. The Inflation Reduction Act offers new funding for climate-friendly farm practices like nutrient management. That was music to the ears of Minnesota farmer Kristen Weeks Duncanson, who started growing cereal rye because research supports its sustainability.
What other crops could we use out here that have an opportunity for profitability as well as for good soil health and water quality work?
There's also $65 billion of infrastructure money to boost access to high-speed internet and close rural broadband gaps. Josh Sumption provides tech support for Minnesota Public Education.
For schools, it's really about students being able to continue to learn and stay connected to their educational institutions.
In Vermont, an upstate community is using an interesting way to expand access to naloxone, the life-saving opioid overdose treatment. Olivia Weeks explains.
In 2020, a young man died from an overdose in Johnson, Vermont. Caroline Butler, co-founder of the Johnson Health Center, says a sense of loss in their small town brought home the need to have naloxone on hand.
We did a big push to make sure that everybody had access to naloxone.
Johnson Health found a novel way to maximize access and anonymity: a vending machine giving the overdose reversal treatment for free. Gail Rose, a University of Vermont psychiatry professor, says that's also sparking conversations and combating misinformation.
It's a life-saving medication. It's not something that will get you high.
In its first month, the machine dispensed over 200 doses. I'm Olivia Weeks.
Many think there's a hyper-religious rural America distinct from a more secular urban one, but the numbers don't support that. Daily Yonder data reporter Sarah Malott analyzed Harvard's cooperative election study results. She found factors like income, race, partisanship, age, and education influence religious attendance more than geography.
About 25% of rural people go to a religious service at least once a week, and that number is only about 23% in urban areas.
The survey found a little more than half of rural Americans identify as Christian, about the same as in cities. And identifying with a particular faith doesn't equate to attendance. Malott says despite the stereotype, geography doesn't do a good job of predicting who'll go to church.
There are people who are generally Republican, employed full-time, and older. But also people of color are usually more likely to attend religious services compared to respondents who are white.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.